www.talkradio.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Look, this isn't a radio show to me. This isn't an ego trip. It's not fun. It's upsetting. It's enraging. I know we got loaded phone lines. I got 50-plus news stories that are incredibly important I want to cover. All I want to do is warn you. The people perish for lack of knowledge. A scientific control grid is in place that even people carrying out the evil are compartmentalized and don't see what they're part of. Most of them think they're doing good. I've taken 2 phone calls. The phones have been loaded the entire show, and I haven't even gotten everybody. I want to. I went and talked to this lady during the break, and I asked her some questions. You notice I can answer and tell her what happened before she told me the story, because I've been covering this for more than a decade since I learned about it. Okay, eugenics took over the Western sciences 100 years ago. 35 states sterilized hundreds of thousands of people, killed babies, killed old people. They took the ideas of Sparta, that, you know, you kill any infirm baby, you kill somebody when they're old, if they're weak, you don't nurture people back. The Nazis picked up on that. And they took those ideas and they put that into what we have today. You better find out what eugenics is right now. Now, listen to me. I just talked to her during the break. I'm going to have her on during the week. And there's thousands of these cases of people contacting me, but I've picked her case to cover. She's going to send me all the documentation, but I already know it from what she's told me. They're instructed to tell you there's no thimerosal, and then they're instructed, if you read it, to tell you that you're not reading it. That's how I told her. Oh, let me guess. They told you it isn't there. They talk to you like your children. They'll sit there across the table from you at a public school and tell you there is no waiver to not take vaccines. There is no, you know, it's the law. Doesn't matter if there's a law saying they've got to give you that waiver. It's crime. It's evil government with people who think you're a baby and you're the child and the state has to lie to you for your own good. Now listen, the government's engineering super flus. They've been putting them out in the population. That's even leaked out in the press. Her parents get super ill. She's been giving them the flu shot. She didn't that year. There's no law. You have to take it. By the way, the last 6 years haven't even been the right strain they pick. It doubles your chances of Alzheimer's after 3 consecutive shots. All mainstream, all mainline data. But you'll never see it on the news. And I talked to her in the break, and she told me that they've given her father back. The mother, they refuse to give water or food. And they're killing her. And then, but then they say to you with weird cult-like doublethink, you weren't good to your mommy. You didn't give her the flu shot when there's no law. And so now what happened, I remember being 16 years old almost dying once when I had the flu. It's tough stuff. I mean, I couldn't eat for 4 or 5 days, and all you got to do is take these people in and give them a shot of fenugreek. Then they don't throw up anymore. Then they can hold down their food. They've had her mother 8 days without food and water. They won't give it to her. She's having to go to court to try to get it to her. Most people at that age die within 10. Now, I was going to have her on in the next few days, but I found this out during the break, and we can't wait. Again, there's no law, no judge, no jury. It's just these nothing workers from the government. See, as an American, you're supposed to get due process. As an American, they're not supposed to be spying on your bank accounts without a warrant. As an American, they're not supposed to be dialed into your phones without a warrant. But they do it all now. And it's eugenics, ladies and gentlemen. It's bioethics boards, because we've gone into foreign bank receivership, and under their rules, they want to kill old people off before they spend their whole savings on the medical care, and it's so that half of it goes to the government through inheritance tax. And these are all written up by the banks and insurance companies, and then governments just comply. Now, I know I said I got financial news, and I do. I know I said I got loaded phones, but I got to finish up with Barbara. Barbara, now I need you to send me, before we give names out, I'm going to give you a fax number tonight. I need you to go to Kinko's, wherever you have to, fax this to us this evening, your parents' names, the facility they're in. I got to make calls in the morning. I believe you. I can tell you're telling the truth, but I have to confirm it. Then we're going to give their phone numbers out. We're going to go after them. And believe me, they're going to let you have your mama real fast. But this, now think about the psychology. You're a bad daughter because you didn't give them deadly mercury shots. But they're now not going to let them have a feeding tube, and you're fighting. You've gotten your father back. You're fighting to get your mama back. Quickly finish up your story. In your own words, tell folks what's happening.
Okay. Well, the thing about, like I said about the feeding tube, they've been telling me that she's been too sick to get a feeding
tube. By the way, a hospital immediately, if you can't hold stuff down, gives you the feeding tube. The decision's been made to exsanguinate, to dehydrate your mother. So, see, the treatment, oh, she's too sick for fluids. Well, then put her on an IV right now.
Well,
do the scumbags have her on a... No, they don't, because it's a death camp hospice.
Well,
tell me.
We got her on the IV.
But you had to force them to do that, didn't you?
Yes, it was with...
They standardized all this Nazi stuff where it's normal, and then the public goes along with it. Go ahead. Now, how did this start? Your parents were in the hospital. Just go ahead.
She wasn't on an IV, the day that I got her back on the IV, I went off. I went just totally off, screaming and yelling.
Let me guess. They were in a hospital, but the city of Memphis Health Department ordered that they be sent to a death facility.
Well, she's not in a nursing home. She's in a halfway between.
I know what it is. It's a hospice.
Right.
I'm telling you, you took them to a hospital, right? Or did the CPS come?
I was trying to get the IV, and I was doing all this screaming. Well, when I started...
See, normally they just taser you, but go ahead.
Here come all the social workers in. Well, now you're under a lot of stress. Then they start trying to make me out to be a nutcase.
Bioethicist, yum. Okay, because you wanted your mama to have an IV.
Right. So I've got her back on an IV. I mean, it has been just... I do think that I'm going to get the feeding tube tomorrow. I don't think they're going to take her off of anything.
But they're telling you you're bad because...
Right.
Yeah.
But
let me stop you. Where did you first bring them? Let me stop you. Where did you first bring them?
To Methodist North Hospital.
Exactly. Now, there was a nurse there with a computer on the wall with a laptop on her lap asking you questions, correct?
Correct.
Now, again, I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to make sure that you get our fax number, and I'm going to talk to you on the radio tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I need the documentation. Let me explain. I'm going to get to this later, but I'm going to do police state now, and I know the callers understand. Jeremy, Mad V, Daniel, Chris, Steve, Ted, and others. The whole economy is melting down right now, and I need to tell you who's behind it and who's doing it, but I've got to cover this first, okay? My wife, middle class, college degree, great person. They do this to everybody. This is done to everyone. North Austin Medical Center, her sister's a pediatrician there. I'm friends with the doctor there who's delivered all three of our babies. And I go in there, and I still have it at the hospital. But the problem is it's such a dangerous environment now. As Mr. Quaid will be on 60 Minutes tonight documenting when they give the kid at another hospital, this wasn't here, hundreds of times, the safe level of the vitamin K shot they demand you give the baby. But my story, statistically, by the way, it's more dangerous to be in a hospital than on the highway. Hundreds of thousands of drug deaths a year from them prescribing the wrong thing. But side issue, nice hospital, nice people, even there. It's not law, it's regulations. They just tell the health department tells the hospital this. We get in there at 5:30 in the morning, going to have a cesarean section because we've already had two before. I'd already been to the drill. The nurse is asking her all sorts of personal, private questions, putting them in a computer that goes to the health department. And then I go, here it comes. She tells me, will you go down here and take this file over here? Will you take that downstairs for me? And I winked at my wife and walked out. As soon as I leave, she goes, honey, does he beat you? Honey, do you have a good home environment? Now, no judge, no jury, no reading her rights, no telling her this was going to not the police, who've got to follow due process, but to the special goon squad. And my wife said no. But the average woman doesn't know that. And might say, yeah, we've had a few fights. Your kids are gone. Your life's over. It's a Stasi society built into everything. We'll be right back.
any of it is worth. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Folks, this stuff is so amazing that I can't even believe what's going on. And the people killing our old people, spying on us, doing all of this, think they're good. It's all been inculcated into the bureaucracy. You know, when you go to a hospital, there's supposed to be medical privacy. You're supposed to trust your nurse, trust your doctor. You're sitting in there at 5:30 in the morning in the hospital. The head nurse comes in. 99% of people, even me, who lives all this and has the documents, doesn't realize. It was a nice lady, too. She didn't mean evil. That's what's so wicked about the New World Order. And then they divert you out of the room She goes, will you take this down here for me, hon? Thank you. And I saw the predatory look of officialness and manipulation. I said, sure. I winked at my wife, walked out. We'd been to the drill. I already knew about it before I ever had children. 6-7 years ago. So I had people on about it. And as soon as I walk out, she goes, we don't like the men in here for this, hon. And she, and I mean, this is like the Inquisitor, hundreds of questions she'd already asked. And she says, does he hurt you? Does he hit you? Do you live in a good home? My wife said, absolutely, no. But the point is, a lot of people have had a knockdown drag out once or twice, or had a few problems. Most families have, not in my family. But then she asked, well, is there any shouting going on? See, that's enough to get your kids taken down. No judge, no jury, no law. And my wife said, no, no, no. And it was every question. Have you ever used drugs? You ever done this and that? Any of that gets your kids taken. Do they tell you at every hospital when you go in and they ask, hon, has he ever hit you? Do you live in a good environment? Does he yell at you? Do they tell you, by the way, we're going to take your kids if you say yes. There's no judge. There's no jury. They're coming. That baby's coming out of you. We're going to sit there like sly cats and not tell you. And we're going to take your baby, lady. No, because they're doing it for the good. And it's the same thing with this. In 1996, federal documents, $9 billion to telecommunications, that all cell phones be used as bugging devices, even when they're off. This puts a lot of money into how much your cell phone costs. In fact, about half the cost you pay is just for GPS triangulation and so they can turn them on for audio and listen to you. And they said for spying, not for keeping you safe in emergencies. So I told everybody that in 96. I was already on the radio there. I was called a kook and insane. Here is Fox News telling you how great it is today, ladies and gentlemen. Here they are in your face telling you what I've been telling you for more than 10 years.
Down your cell phone, there's no way the government could ever hear you. Certainly not the FBI. It's turned off, right? Have we got news for you? All right, here's that cell phone story you've been waiting for. Cell phone users beware, Big Brother may be listening. The Federal Bureau of Investigation can now hear everything you say, even when the cell phone is turned off. I know it sounds kind of out there, but using your phone's tracking device, authorities can now activate the microphone inside the dreaded thing, allowing them to eavesdrop on you and your conversations. Serious business, and the FBI used this form of surveillance to keep tab on critical conversations by people they call known members of the mafia. Experts say the only way around it is to take the battery out of the thing.
All right, so see, it's to stop the mafia. No, it's not. The NSA randomly listens to everybody's phones with supercomputers. It randomly dials in and listens. Google admits they use the microphone on your computer to listen to you. Oh, you didn't know that was true? Absolutely. Oh, you know what? I've got all this police state news, and I'm told Daniel Sanjata, he's got that big hit show about the fireman, is on the line. I've talked to him, interviewed him before. And I've got this. Right now, feds might be looking into your finances. Each year, federal agents peek at the financial transactions of 17-plus million Americans without their knowledge. The same type of information that raises suspicion about New York Governor Elliot Spitzer is reviewed every day by authorities to find traces of money laundering, check fraud, identity theft, and any crime that may involve financial institutions. As concerns about fraud and terrorist financing grow, an increasing number of suspicious deposits, withdrawals, and money transfers are being reported. 17.6 million transactions. Okay, let me just stop there. Again, no judge, no jury, guilty until proven innocent. I'm about to go to Daniel Sanjata. I just want to make this point. You're guilty first. You're guilty first. You're guilty first. And by the way, I've been told by folks high level in IRS, even most of their employees aren't allowed to know this, that everyone's bank account is automatically uploaded to the government now, and it's just, they don't even do know your customer now. They just will call the bank and say, we'd like you to start an investigation, and then we're going to, you know, so then they can say the bank told them. It's just all run, all the major banks, just like in 2004, they said, we have a new Customer Privacy Act. You're going to get more privacy from the pharmacist. Under law, everything, whether it's for prosthesis, diaphragm, ibuprofen, prescription drink, Motrin, everything you do, instantly uploaded to the feds. It's all uploaded. And that federalized all your doctors and dentists and clinics and took control of them. Look, everything you do is on a government computer screen, where you are, All of the cell phones track you down to real time. They're just now telling local police at the FEMA emergency centers they put in. I told you 8 years ago when we learned about it. They type in your name or the phone number, and it pops up where you're at, where your cell phone's at. City of Austin, down at their emergency center. I'm told they're just about to tell Austin they've got this. First place they told was Green Bay 3 years ago. Type Alex Jones in, baby, boom, right where I'm at. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no nothing. Just like they don't tell you when you go in to have a baby, they're watching everything you do. What line is Daniel Sunjata on? Hey, man, how you doing?
How are you doing, Alex?
Good. I need to get you back on as a proper guest. Tell folks, I know you're just calling about some other issue, but tell folks about your TV show and stuff so they know who you are.
You know what? The show's about 9/11, post-9/11 New York City firefighters. You know, it's the reason why I initially came out publicly about the fact that I know that 9/11 was an inside job. Not that we think, but that we know. And the reason why I'm calling you today, Alex, just kind of in an impromptu way, is that I am just freaking out. I'm freaking out about all the stuff you're saying. I'm thinking about everything in context, everything from the fact, you know, the Naomi Wolf coming on and talking about the 10 points of how, you know, society slipped towards fascism, from free societies towards fascism, from the eugenics to fixed elections, the fact that, you know, people in the entertainment industry like Marion Cotillard are bravely coming out and speaking out about 9/11, and they will quickly vilify people like her or ignore people like me, but they'll definitely ignore people like Bill Christensen, Lynn Margulis, Dwayne Dietz, you know, Ray McGovern. They'll ignore all the credible experts who have something substantive to say, the coolly rational people that they can't just make fun of. And the fact that how dare Geraldo Rivera call 9/11 truthers a violent group of radicalists? Who the hell does this man think he is? I mean, it's obvious. I was there the day that they arrested you. We were peacefully protesting as he was doing his broadcast, and we peacefully stood across the street and waited for you to get released from jail. We have never done anything violent. And I'm sure the government's probably behind the bombing that went on in Times Square, and I'm just here to tell your listeners, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I've been a little bit careful, you know, a little bit worried about what the repercussions may possibly be for my career if I open my mouth too big, but at this point, I just don't care anymore.
Well, I mean, you're the main star. You're the main star of Rescue Me, and they've been in a lot of other TV shows and movies, and it's a big deal for you, Daniel, and now so many other people, Best Actress of the Year, to come out and say it's an inside job. And you're right. We don't care. Willie Nelson doesn't care. Charlie Sheen doesn't care. We're not going to shut up. Daniel, stay there. Just a few more comments from me on the other side, okay?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. And I'm sorry to all the other callers. There's an economic meltdown happening. I've got that. I've got a huge stack of police state news. There's no Bill of Rights. There's no due process. There's no nothing. They're tracking everything. They're trying to catch you in their nets. The government is evil. We'll be right back.
Look at the hate we're feeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncle of Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country!
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, we just booked Daniel Sunjata. He first went public on my radio show about 9/11. Big an inside job. Or to be accurate, he went to some public events wearing 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts. And then he came on my show, but he was wearing the 9/11 Inside Job t-shirt we put out. And he's just a great guy. And we appreciate him. Now, look, I know we got Steve, Chris, Ted, Jeremy. I'm sorry we didn't get to a lot of your calls. I did last week. I got this financial news. We're going to finish up with Daniel, ram through a bunch of your calls, and then get into the financial meltdown. And this is the important news of the day. I just, when they're euthanizing old people and stuff, I get off onto that and just get so mad I can hardly even talk because I know they're doing it. And I know you don't know about it. And you're so decent out there, you can't believe they're doing it. Well, believe me, they are. The Nazis learned everything they did from us. I used to think the Germans were liars when they said they didn't believe that Hitler was doing all that and they hadn't seen it. But now I've really studied the history. Most of them didn't know. It was compartmentalized. And it started euthanizing old people and retarded children. And they're doing it all here in the U.S., and I'm sick of it. Daniel, going back to Geraldo Rivera, I'm glad that you realize how serious this is, that for 6 months they had talking points on every major cable channel that 9/11 Truth are going to engage in terrorism, and now there's a bombing, and they say we're behind it with no evidence. That's chilling.
Yes, and it's a major, major signpost on the road to fascism. It's a major signpost. I mean, you ask Naomi Wolf, she'll tell you, once they start doing stuff like that, once they start blaming violent acts on peaceful groups, I mean, and then calling for us to be thrown into camps and tased and, you know, beaten to a pulp. I mean, the next step is for them to start doing it. And once they start doing it to us, they'll start doing it to the average citizen, the normal person, you know, the good, decent people that are out there. People need to wake up.
And that's key. That's what get active. That's what the average person doesn't know, Daniel, is that they pick out minorities first, the Arabs, Jews, you know, other organizations, other small sects, you know, the Sikhs. They always pick a little group to just set the precedent, but it's really aimed at the majority. So all these good old boys and all these you know, white collar yuppies who think that they're part of the structure, they don't know they're the real target. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just ask the Japanese citizens from 1942 about how about their precious inalienable rights and how quickly they could be taken away and you could be thrown into camps. I mean, look, you know, your callers need to get on Google and they need to Google Daniel Hamburg. A rule by fear or rule by law, and read that article. He documents very carefully that they do, that Alex has been telling the absolute truth to you about the fact that there are prison camps set up that are empty that can house millions of people. And the next time they pull some type of a 9/11 style event, the very next thing it's going to be, I don't know whether it's a bird flu, whether it's a bombing, whatever it is, whatever gives the president an excuse to declare a national state of emergency, the very next thing is going to be roundups. And we're going to find ourselves in the exact same place that the German citizens found themselves during Hitler's ascent to power.
Why did they pay? Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Tommy, why did they hire Tommy Franks and pay him secretly to go around and say martial law is coming? You know, too bad, but it's what we need. And, again, that's a former congressman wrote a detailed article for the San Francisco Chronicle about the camps. And,
that's
folks,
right.
It's bigger than Bush. Yeah, I mean, definitely Hillary is their heir apparent. They're pulling out all the stops to put her in, and they're just going to continue this. Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm going to let you get on to the important news that you have to cover, Alex. The last thing I wanted to say and the reason why I called in is I want to put out a call right now. I want to put out a challenge and a call to all of the high-profile celebrities, the people that are much bigger fish in the sea than myself, because nobody really listens to when I speak out. But those of you who are afraid to speak out, who may have a lot to lose, look, if you speak, please come forward. Say what you know. Those of you who have been listening to Alex, who are influential, who the media will not be able to ignore, just like they couldn't ignore Marion, you please come forward and speak out, and don't try to present yourself as the expert. Just refer the public who will listen to you to the real experts, like Alice, like Bill Christensen, like Lynn Margulis, like Congressman Kurt Weldon, like Ray McGovern, like Cynthia McKinney, like James Quintieri. There are lots of credible, coolly rational people who are speaking out, who are being completely ignored, and if you say something, the public will listen and the media will not be able to ignore it. That's all I have to say, Alex. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Daniel, God bless you, and I really want to thank you for calling in. Take care.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
And again, I want to go to all your calls. I'm chomping at the bit to, you know, make points, talking over Daniel, because it's all coming down to this. In the next segment, I'm going to explain it, okay? They are taking our entire financial system down. They need the false threat of terrorism as their excuse for all of this. And they need us to acquiesce and go along with it. If we go along with this, it's over, folks. I'm talking to those that are mainline liberals, mainline conservatives. If you keep thinking you're part of the power structure and you buy into this and you drink the Kool-Aid, it's over. Okay, let's jam in some calls as quickly as possible. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I'm calling about the Bear Stearns bailout. According to the Financial Times, I got it up on the computer, and also the Wall Street Journal, everything's going swimmingly well. On the other hand, I'm checking at the same time Handelsblatt, the German trade paper, and Manager Magazine. They say that it's completely off, that the Chinese broker house CITIC, C-I-T-I-C Securities, has reneged and walked away from the deal to pay.
Well, former President Bush just went to the Chinese last week, flew there and asked him for $2 trillion, and they said no.
Yeah. So anyways, my accusation is Anglo-American business newspapers are falsifying, they're misleading, and duping the American public. They have to get with it and get smart and start realizing that they're getting conned.
I agree. Anything else?
Well, there was one thing about Hillary Clinton. I think that people have been a little bit tough on her. I was going to mail you a picture of Michelle Obama, and she had a Black Power Angela Davis fist, and everybody attacks Hillary, you know, we had the Hillary salute, but nobody speaks about that.
I appreciate your call, but, I mean, I make the fist. You know, the communist expropriated that symbol. People have always gone, and made a fist. I mean, I'm the opposite of a communist, and I make one. And, look, I'm not here defending Barack Obama. He's obviously establishment. I mean, give me a break. You know, what is preachers saying is now some big issue. Look, that is a political football they're playing. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Minnesota. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a long-time listener and PrisonPlanet.tv member.
Thank you.
And I just had a couple points that I wanted to ask, or a couple questions I'd like to ask you about. Number one, Jesse Ventura has got a new book coming out in April called Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, where he is actually talking about perhaps running as a third party.
He also said he believes the government was involved with al-Qaeda in 9/11 attacks. I have the quote.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. And then also, I was wondering what your thoughts on him running as president, and then also what your thoughts are on when you had Ron Paul on the radio. He mentioned about starting up some type of organization.
I actually know all the backside details of that, but I've been, you know, that's a private discussion with me and the congressman and his staff, because I offer my two cents. They call and ask my two cents, and I'm honored. But, yeah, they're going to start a national organization to fight against NAFTA, the reauthorization of it, to fight against the socialist health care, which will just give the eugenicists more control, and to fight against the war.
Wow, that's great. What do you think about the whole Jesse Ventura thing, about him running for president? You think that's going to
be I think he's a lot better than the candidates we've got. I have to say I don't entirely trust Jesse Ventura, but we'll be talking to him soon. That's all I'm going to say there. And we got some other big guests coming up. I've interviewed you with Ventura before. I think we have a full hour. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes. And mine's a two-part. Number one, I wanted to get your input on, you know, anything about the Wisconsin State Newborn Screening Law, and also a prediction versus McCain and Governor Perry running on a two-ticket.
Well, there's several. Wisconsin's the main pilot state in a lot of things, like lifetime cell phone tracking by the feds at the integration center. But what specifically about the newborn screening?
Well, I'm a new first-time daddy, and we went through Lamaze class at the local hospital. And they took us on a tour of the hospital, and the nurse.
And they told you what?
Well, they said it's a mandatory law. They even showed it brought a little newborn in. Well, he got pricked here for his hepatitis, and I said, "What's that on the heel?" And she said, "Oh, that's the that's the screening law."
Sir. They send that to an international DNA database. Anyone 34 years younger is in an illegal database.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Philo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, I got to hit financial news, and I'll try to jam in Ted and Texas and others, Rick, Beyond, JD, but you'll at least get about a minute or so. Tomorrow, I'll tell this even more. This is so huge, but it's just going to be an ongoing, unfolding situation. The New World Order is raping the living daylights out of us. I mean, they're making their move. Let me boil it down before I get into the financial news. Make it very simple. Private banking families own our private central banks over Europe, over Asia, over the United States, over Canada, over Mexico. It's a cartel. It's like it's a cartel over oil, a cartel over diamonds. It's a cartel. It's a group forming a monopoly together. It's an oligopoly. But the mechanism of an oligopoly is a cartel. And they totally and completely control the world's money supply. And they decided to give out unlimited credit, unlimited liquidity, but they gave most of that to their own firms. They went out and bought up the water districts, the power plants, the roads, the governments, the infrastructure, the ports, the diamond mines, the gold mines, the oil refineries, the oil fields, the nickel cadmium fields, the platinum fields, the palladium fields. They bought it all up. Now they're coming in with a global government, with a global tax on all carbon emissions from humans. No real toxic waste will be reduced. It's all about our emissions with new taxes, regulators, one-child policies globally that the globalists paid China in 75 to put in place. Total micromanagement, shutting down the family farms and ranches. It's all been announced. It's all happening with regulators right now. I mean, folks, hell is being released right now, okay? You think stuff's bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet, okay? But each compartmentalized group is brainwashed thinking it's good. Now, the banks went in and bought everything real. They moved it in the last 5 years to offshore corporations, to global bodies, and into private companies they own over commodities, raw material. Timber, oil, gold, okay? Now, they're going to implode all the big major banks right in front of you. That's to steal your pension funds. That's to make sure you get nothing for your stocks, just like Enron. It was a test. They'll send a few CEOs to prison, a few little nobodies like, others will die after they're convicted, like Ken Lay. Oh, heart attack, sure, the day after he got convicted, up in Canada, up in Colorado. At the ski resort, or they'll send somebody who didn't do anything like Martha Stewart, who's like a fly on the hind end of an elephant. The elephant's causing the crime. You're looking at the fly. And so they had unlimited money. They bought everything up. Now, to, quote, pay off the debts that they've accrued and that we've accrued,
And we were dumb to take it, dumb to buy into the fiat system. You know, we were the suckers, but they're going to try to blame us now. They are now going to devalue the dollar down to almost zero. Now, the dollar's already been devalued, depending on how you cut it, by 66% or no, 70%, or if you look at it with euro parity, by 56%. We've only felt about 20% of that devaluation. It always comes to the nation that devalues last. It'll hit us last, but God, it's going to hit us the hardest. That means everybody on Social Security is going to have their purchasing value taken, and they're not going to up the value of the check according to true CPI, according to true inflation. People tell me, well, I don't own stocks. You don't own stocks? People that do own companies you work for. If they don't have money off stock dividends or profits, they're not going to have money to come in your coffee shop or come in your bar or come in your clothing store. When commodities, when oil's at 110, going to go up to 175 by the end of the year, every major commodities group is saying, that's going to more than triple the cost of shipping things to you and energy. Do you understand what's happening? And then last week, the White House press secretary, the media was asking her, is it a conspiracy theory or is it true the dollar's devalued and that's why the oil's so much? Like we need the White House to tell us. Of course it's they devalued the dollar. But the public's so dumb. The reporters are so dumb. They have to, and she says, I'll be fired if I tell you. Like we're idiots. Like we have to have the White House tell us. That's why. I was freaking out 6 years ago when they had a 20% dollar devaluation. Now it's 60%+. I mean, folks, this is going to make the Great Depression look like a game of pinochle. I'm not just saying that. I mean it. And they did it all by design. I brought you Joseph Stiglitz, head of the World Bank. When he saw the documents in 2002 where they were going to do this to the U.S., he said, I won't be part of it and quit. The documents came out. They plan to have riots in the U.S. It's public documents. They mean to bring our economy down. They call it the IMF riot. They've done it everywhere else. It's so bad. They want to turn the power and water off so you riot. And then they have an excuse to bring martial law in so bad we never come out of it. You understand, this is a shake-and-bake operation. They do it all the time. Just like Argentina. They were as high a standard of living as us, and within 1 week, they were one of the lowest standard of livings in Central and South America. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. And yuppies are just now figuring out gold's good and other commodities are good. If we politically knew who was behind this, they wouldn't pull it off. If we don't politically figure out who's doing this and let them know we're going to hold the bankers accountable, it's over. The government isn't trying to shore up the economy by cutting interest rates and by going around having the Fed chairman badmouth the dollar globally. That's killing the dollar while telling you it's safe politically and making sure you go down with the ship and making sure you end up getting left holding the bag. Weak dollar costs U.S. economy its number one spot. Reuters today. The U.S. economy lost the title of the world's biggest to the Eurozone this week as the value of the dollar slumped in currency markets. Just our dollar going down now makes us behind Europe, and we're about to slip behind China. We ain't number one no more, okay? Just wanted to give you that news flash. Reuters, here's another one. Fears for world economy as major U.S. banks bailed out. London Independent, what does that mean? It means they're going to imprint more money and issue more currency and issue more liquidity, hundreds of billions a week. Hundreds of billions a week. That only devalues what's in your bank. You're not just going to have to pay taxes later to bail these banks out. You're going to have your money devalued. What are you going to do when you find out your pension's toilet paper? You'll probably blame me and worship Fox News or something, you liberal commies. And you don't even know you're a commie. You're the ultimate commie, the ultimate brainwashed idiot. Fears for world economy as major banks bailed out. Wall Street fears for next Great Depression. London Independent, Wall Street is bracing itself for another week of roller coaster trading after more than $300 billion was wiped off the U.S. equity markets on Friday following the emergency funding package put together by the Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan Chase to reassure Bear Stearns. By the way, Bush, the Bin Ladens, and the Queen of England are the majority owners of Carlyle, hundreds of billion. They aren't going to now finance their debt. They're going under, but they aren't going under. They ran the S&L crisis in the 80s and 90s. Silverado, all of it. They already moved in the last 5 years out into European stocks and into foreign currencies and commodities. They're just burning down the bar, folks, just like in Goodfellas, where they run whiskey out in the back door, run it out the front, launder the money, and when they're done, they burn the place down and take the insurance. They're burning America down and taking the insurance. And if you get out and riot in the street, they've already delivered microwave guns to every major police department. They're going to roll those out and microwave your butts in the street. And they'll have the cops on the news saying what heroes they are when those cops are losing their whole future and their families are losing their whole future. But they won't care because they get to be the winner on the winning team. Hey, yeah. Look, I'm not against the police. I'm tired of you getting conned. I mean, I heard a local talk show host this week saying that the government doesn't ship drugs in and they just can't believe it. It doesn't matter what you believe. The CIA solicitor, select general inspector, came out and admitted the government ships in most of the drugs and then attacks cartels that don't launder their money through U.S. banks. That's how it works. You don't launder your money. They sent Richard Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, front page of AP and Reuters Newswire, to hug the head of the FARC guerrilla and tell him, if you don't invest your money with us, we're going to kill you. Of course, it's public that they launder all the money. It's public the government controls the drug trade. Stop being so naive, man. This is real. This isn't a joke. This is our whole future. Criminals run everything. And if we don't turn this around, they're going to have their way with us. One UK economist warned that the world is now close to a 1930s-like Great Depression, while New York traders said they had never experienced such fear. The Fed's emergency funding procedure was first to use the Depression, and has rarely been used since. And it was the Fed that brought us into that Depression. That's been declassified by design. Everyone is in a total state of shock, aghast at what is happening. No one wants to talk, let alone deal. We're just standing by waiting. Everyone's nervous about what's happening. Now the question is it a bad recession or a depression? Folks, I told you 3 years ago that our mole's inside Bilderberg, and I made a film with footage from 2.5 years ago where I told you they were going to implode the housing market by design because they wanted to do this. I told you they were going to do this on purpose to consolidate and bring in a police state crackdown. They want you like those poor Tibetans that have no money, that have no nothing. Took a fight back against tanks with sticks and stones. The Supreme Court's about to rule there's no Second Amendment. They're going to double spin it, though, and claim it was a ruling for it, but then they're going to say, but we can still restrict it, which is actually a restriction. Get ready for that. I'm sorry to all the other callers. We're out of time. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and, of course, worldwide, Monday morning at InfoWars.com. Never surrender. The New World Order's attacking the Republic. Take off your blinders. Admit I'm right. Fight them with me. Fight them. Yeah!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at the Bible.